You couldn't make it up. English news on March the 4th. Years ago, when the first signs of climate change started to emerge, we talked about the greenhouse effect caused by carbon dioxide and methane, and holes in the ozone layer caused by freon from old refrigerators, propellants from aerosol cans, and other contaminating chemicals of modern life. The holes let in more damaging sunlight, and the greenhouse gases trap the warmth in the atmosphere, making our planet heat up. We were told to expect an increase in average temperatures, and initially thought it would mean hotter summers and warmer winters. Not so bad if you live in chilly England, we were naively encouraged to think. The reality, of course, is more severe weather more often. Freezing from polar winters, flooding from incessant North Atlantic storms, and drought paralysing the already water-scarce regions of the world. So, could climate change have any more nasty surprises up its apparently capacious and capricious sleeves? The answer seems to be yes. As the Earth warms, some of the permafrost, that's ground that has been frozen for the last 30,000 years, is thawing and releasing viruses that have been dormant all that time. The question was, would these pathogens still be viable? And the answer again is yes. One giant virus, Pithivirus sibiricum, has recently been recovered from Siberian permafrost and has happily infected amoebas in the laboratory, multiplying and killing these single-cell hosts. If the same viral virility is true of viruses that infect humans and animals, then we face the possibility of re-emergence of diseases we thought were eradicated. The most notable of which is smallpox, which was declared a thing of the past in 1980. The last case of a naturally occurring infection in a human having been diagnosed in 1977. Before you get busy going to the pharmacy to stock up on masks and protective clothing, there is some reassuring advice from scientists studying the possibility of infections from previously frozen virus. First, only some viruses cope well with being frozen and then woken up. The ones that have an external protein shell rather than a lipid envelope. Second, the process of thawing from ice is traumatic for the virus, and once thawed, it needs to infect a host quickly. So, don't say, get some 30,000-year-old ice cream out of the freezer, please. Do say, be careful with that permafrost, Eugene. That's all for now. Bye.